Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, getting you set for week one of high school football coming up on Friday night, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine. Joined now by David Boucher, head coach for the Panthers, getting ready to rock and roll here in 2024. Coach, just a thought, one final time on last season. You get to the playoffs, a loss to Santa Fe Trail, certainly some flashes throughout the course of the year, three wins in league play. Just a final thought on how 2023 went.
You know, it was a great season where we grew and got a lot better. Started with, with kind of a slow start our first two games, and then we really kind of turned it on at the end. Kind of took us a little bit to find our stride and find our confidence. It's really just a testament to how hard those kids worked and believed and how much our program is growing. And we had great senior leaders a year ago, and we miss them this year, and it's been fun to watch this group grow and get better in their own right.
First year with the Big East League, you add the new teams. Riverside goes off to the NEKL, but Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County come into the mix. Just what's your overall thoughts on this new league and just kind of the powerhouse it presents here in Northeast Kansas?
Well, it's the best league in the state of Kansas. We've said that in all the publications and different things, and I stand by that. And it doesn't affect football as much as it will, like, say, volleyball and baseball, softball, and basketball, and track and field. But it definitely still, I mean, because of our districts, but it's definitely still a big, it's a great thing to be a part of. And you might be an all-league player, or you might not be, you might be left off the all-league team. You might be an all-state player. That's just how good our league is. And we'll consistently compete for state championships in all three classifications, 1A, 2A, and 3A, and it's fun to be a part of.
A quick thought here, both on offense and defense, before we get to a preview of your first game coming up against Hiawatha. But I want to start on defense, just kind of the overall thoughts heading into this season, 9 returning starters. How's that unit kind of coming together here in this first week of preparation?
Yeah, we bring back 8 of our top 10 tacklers from a year ago. Best sack artists and tackle for loss guys. And they're coming along, playing together. And it's like we get a jamboree and we get to see them in live action and kind of see them run and fit. And we're just, we don't fit 100% like we need to. We're not running 100% like we need to. We're not always in the right spot. But we're getting close in the growth and watching it and happen. We're making normal, week one early season mistakes, and it's fun just watch them every week get a little bit better and kind of see where we are for this Friday.
And then on the other side of the ball, I want to talk about your two returning running backs real quick, Jackson Stevens, Nolan Bausch, a couple of all-league talents, 1,000 yards for Jackson last year, Bausch adding nearly 600 yards as well. They're back. A two-headed monster back there should be a lot of fun to watch those two grow.
Oh, for sure. There's a chance that Nolan Bausch would be an 800, 900 yard rusher if he didn't have, a nagging ankle injury the last three games of the year last year. Jackson had, 1,100 yards and almost 1,200 yards all purpose with, 11 or 12 touchdowns, and Nolan's right there with him. And, they work together, they block well for each other, they compete together. And they'll be the first to tell you that without the other one and without those guys up front, they wouldn't be very successful. And so it's fun to watch them compete with each other and for each other. But also they're very humble guys and they're great young people. And they give a lot of credit to that offensive line, which they should. Our offensive line is going to be very good. And get a lot of movement, but those guys are also very special athletes.
Royal Valley head coach David Boucher, a few more minutes with him after a timeout. We'll talk about the week one opponent in Hiawatha right after this on KNZA. We continue our chats, our locker room chat, I should say, with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. They get set for a home matchup on Friday night against Hiawatha, one you can watch on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. But you go back to last year, that was a tough go, but a great game, 14-13. Hiawatha was able to get that win. How much do you take from last year's game in terms of the preparation here for 2024?
New coaching staff and new players, new year for Hiawatha. And so the main thing is it's about us and trying to get a little bit get better on our end. And we lost that game because of penalties, and we lost that game because of turnovers, and we lost that game because of a lack of focus on some different things, and snapping the ball over the punter's head. And so you can have 330 yards of offense, and you can give up 150 and lose a game. And that's what occurred a year ago. And so we got to stay focused, and the team that hits the hardest, the longest, and plays the smartest will win this game here this Friday.
Do you feel like there's a sense of urgency maybe with the team with the way that game played out last year, and now you get a chance at them here week one the following season? Do you feel like the guys are taking it to heart a little bit and maybe putting a little bit of extra effort out there?
Yeah, I think, my kids, we go hard all the time. And, our coaching staff and Coach Roy in the summer weights program and the winter in the normal weights program gets them going and gets them trained and gets them focused. So I wouldn't say it's extra, but I think they understand that they were really close to winning that game a year ago, and we just came up short. And if we don't do it, if we don't focus on what we need to get better at this year, it's going to be the same boat. Hiawatha is a very well-coached football team, I think. Their kids are going to play hard, and they're going to play tough, and we've got to match that.
All right, Coach, real quick, give us a few keys and kind of expectations for this matchup to begin 2024.
Well, Brandon, it's the first game of the year, so, the main things are the main things. It's the ball. We got to take care of the ball. We can't turn the ball over, and we got to force as much disruption we can on when we're on defense and try to get the ball back as much as we can. We have to minimize, if not eliminate, negative plays like penalties. And we got to maximize negative plays when we're on defense and get them behind the sticks, and get in predictable situations, on the defensive side of the ball. And overall, it's just executing our job to the best of our ability every play. And if we do that 150 times, we'll be on a positive note.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher getting set for the home matchup against Hiawatha on Friday. You can view that on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So excited to bring that one to you on Friday night as the Panthers get set to start the 2024 season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. We're off and running. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you.